There's so many great things about the Rosie on the House Arizona staycation. First off is if we pick your name and you go on a trip, you get your car from Sanderson Ford, we set up the accommodations, and you have a nice relaxing time in the great state 48. And yet another winner had a couple of days in Prescott, Arizona, and she's here to talk about it right now. It's Ronna Murray. And Ronna, the first thing you do is go to Sanderson Ford and pick up your ride for the weekend. What'd you get?
We were lucky enough to get an Escape. It was a beautiful Escape, rode beautifully, was quiet, and everybody at Sanderson that we interacted with was so polite and so helpful.
And did John fill up the tank for you?
It was all filled up, yes.
Very good. Very good. So I'm going to assume you went up I-17, you turned on State Route 69, you went through Mayer, Dewey Humboldt, passed by Mortimer Farms, our favorite place, and you went into downtown Prescott and stayed at the historic Haciampa Inn. How was that?
We did. It was beautiful. A site was beautiful. The weather was beautiful. The people at the Haciampa Inn were wonderful to us, treated us like royalty. And I couldn't say enough good things about that place.
And did you get a chance to enjoy a nice meal at the Peacock Room by chance?
We did. We had a lovely breakfast one morning, and we had an amazing dinner one evening.
Oh, what did you have for dinner? I'm a foodie.
I'm a beef eater.
Okay.
And so I had filet mignon, and my husband does not eat beef, but he had wonderful salmon.
Oh.
And they both were delectable.
I'll have both of those. That could be my surf and turf.
You should.
The one thing I love about Prescott is the Courthouse Square. Did y'all at least take a stroll around there?
We did it twice. One morning early when it was peaceful, and one evening when there was an event going on. It wasn't so peaceful, but it still was nonetheless enjoyable.
It kind of feels like Mayberry.
It does.
It does. Yeah, Mayberry in Arizona, minus Andy and Barney and whatnot. But and what else did you do on your staycation that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we took that wonderful Ford Escape, and we drove out to, let me get this right, Willow Lake and Watson Lake.
Uh-huh.
We had never been to either of those hotel or those lakes, so we drove out there and drove all around, and it was just an amazing morning to do that.
Watson Lake's gorgeous with the granite dells.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I hope
it truly was.
I hope to paddleboard there one day. I've never done it, but I was told if you're going to learn to do it, Watson Lake is the place to do it.
I can see that. The water was like glass.
Did you get outside of town for a little bit, do anything special?
Well, we drove around Prescott because I'm a native of the state, but it's been 10 years since I've been up to Prescott. So that's why we were so excited that we could go to Prescott and kind of make ourselves known there again. We did some... Much to my husband's chagrin, we did some window shopping and shopping in some of the really nice boutiques there. And then we drove and looked at some of the real estate. You know, you always get a little excited when you see a new little community.
Oh, yes.
And think, maybe this might be the place to retire.
Mm-hmm. You're getting the bug. And your your husband's real patient, wasn't he, for shopping, huh?
He was. He was very good.
Okay. So if you would like to be like Ronna and her husband, all you have to do is register to win the next staycation at rosieonthehouse.com, which is exactly what you did. Ronna, can you confirm that?
Yes, yes, and stay committed. I filled out those forms weekly because I really wanted to win a staycation.
Patience is a virtue for a staycation.
It is, indeed.
From Rosie on the House, Sanderson Ford, and the city of Prescott, too, while you're at. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, Ronna. I'm glad you had a great time.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thanks to Rosie.
Just one of the things we do to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Win a staycation. The only place you can do it. An Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the House. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and register. We draw a new winner every single month. And like Ronna said, at the end of the month, we empty the basket. So don't hesitate to apply every single month, because if you've entered once 3 years ago, you're not still in the pool. So get to rosieonthehouse.com. Take a look at the website. It's there for you, the Arizona homeowner, with information about virtually every question we've ever received here at Rosie on the House about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We received some, I've got some follow-up to do here in that I talked about a glue a couple weeks ago, and we've had several people wonder, could Rosie talk about that glue again? Folks, y'all need to know, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and find our recorded archives in every single show we've done. You can just go and find that clip and record it. But I'll answer this question. I found a new glue, I want to say it was about 6 or 8 months ago, that absolutely blew my mind. You apply this glue, and let me try and draw you a picture. Let's say we're putting up crown molding, and we're at an outside corner of two fairly short pieces. And sometimes that outside joint right there can be very hard to get up, put up, take your pen nailer, anchor it while you're holding it, and not let it move. So we're on a job and some crown molding's getting put up, and I see the trim carpenter over at his miter box, and he's got this template set up, and he's cutting the crown molding, and he puts this little bit of glue on one inside edge of the miter. And then he brings the two pieces together. And he counts to 5. And then he walks up and puts it on the ceiling and only nails it in one place. I said, oh, wait. What are the chances that's going to hold up? He said, oh, come here, I'll show you. So he cut 2 more pieces, did the same thing, glued it, counted to 5 and handed it to me and said, now tear that apart. I could not. After 5 seconds, I could not. And he says, let me show you something else. So he cut another piece and he put this glue on one side, and then he had a spray can of accelerant on the other side. He said, now the second I put these two pieces together, I want you to tear them apart. The second he put the two pieces of glue to get the wood together, he handed it to me. I could not tear it apart. The second he handed it to me. So what's the glue? It's available at a lot of hardware stores now. I buy mine at Rockler Woodworker Supply. It's called CA glue. Now, just the glue itself will hold anything. And when you use the glue, as you bring the two pieces of wood together, you have just a few seconds to line it up exactly the way you want it. Hold it there, really, for just a few seconds, and then set it down gently. In 15 to 20 seconds, you won't be able to break it apart. Now, if you need something to hold up faster than that, then you put the glue on one side, and on the other side, you spray this accelerant. But the thing you need to know about the accelerant is once that accelerant and that glue contact each other, you will not be able to adjust it. When they make contact, baby, you're done. As well as you've lined it up, bringing the two pieces together, that's what you're going to be stuck with. So CA glue. It's cyanoacrylate. Cyanoacrylate. Let's just call it CA. CA glue. You can walk into most hardware stores, any woodworker supply store, and ask for CA glue. It'll come liquid, and then there's a spray aerosol accelerant you can get if you want it. And do it, because you can play tricks on all your muscle-bound neighbors and say, here, try this. Tear that apart. Show me how you can tear that apart. It's unbelievable glue. Okay, so that's CA glue.
It's interesting. The best glues seem to be two-part components. You know, I've had great success with a lot of different Gorilla glues, but, you know, like your epoxies are all two-part. By themselves, nothing. You mix them together, and you know they use epoxy has structural rating to it.
It does, and once you bring it together, you have to be able. Even some super glue, as you bring it together, you've got to be able to hold it in exactly that position for 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. With this stuff, no way, baby. You bring it together, 5 seconds. You can set it down gently. And in 10 or 15 seconds, it's immovable. You cannot break them on. It's incredible. So CA glue, there's a little follow-up there. We had another follow-up that somebody called and said, look, I've got a masonry home constructed in the mid-60s. It's basically a flat roof. When the house was built, of course, it was a built-up roof, asphalt roof, three layers, mop on. That, of course, has been, it's expired. And now I'm probably going to go with foam. And they wanted to know, how do I foam the back of those parapets? Because the moisture comes through the wet parapets, and I don't want to cap the parapet with a piece of metal flashing. Well, how we do that, generally speaking, is if there's no cant strip or flashing, if it's raw masonry, we will foam all the way up to the back of the parapet, and then we will take the elastomeric coating over the roof, up the back side of the parapet, and right to the outside edge of your top of your parapet. So if I'm a bird flying across the top of your house and I look down, all I can see, I can't see the parapets, I can't see the parapet caps. All I can see is the elastomeric coating. But as your neighbor's walking along the front sidewalk, looking up at the front elevation of your house, they can't see that because you've stopped the elastomeric just on that upper edge of the outside edge of the parapet. That's going to stop the parapet from sourcing a water leak into your house. That masonry does absorb water, and it will create a problem. Now, here's where things really get complicated. So we switched primarily from masonry homes to stick and stud homes in the 80s. And now what we do is we stand up 2x4s or 2x6s, and we cover them in stucco. And when we get to the backside of the parapet, we put a drip edge there because we know the parapet stucco is going to absorb water, and we must let that water out. And then the roof goes back behind that piece of flashing, so whatever water weeps or leaks out of the wet parapet goes onto your roof. If, in fact, you now want a foam roof, you cannot foam over that drip edge without causing a problem. You are going to be allowing the water to soak into the parapet, get back behind the foam, and leak on inside the house. So those are very special situations. If you are foaming a wood frame home that was built in the 80s or the 90s, and it had a flat built-up roof, and now you want to foam it, just know there's going to be some additional stucco repair work necessary to do it and do it right. So that's the secret of parapets. A lot of outside wall leaks, people consider them to be windows, doors, vigas, many, many of them are parapets. So there's a couple things I just needed to catch up on. People inquiring to us at RosieOnTheHouse.com.